Nah, baby, don't you get tired of this story?
Oh, come on. It's been a
long time. Okay.
Don't cry about it. Making the cat stare. Okay.
Don't look at me like that.
Okay, so the first time that I saw you. What do you mean I'm a terrible girl? Of course I remember. It was summer. Yeah, it was summer. And I was still working at the coffee shop.
You're getting all cozy.
You're such a dork. Okay. It was hot. It was so hot. And I was a barista. I remember. I was taking orders. And I saw you come in. And this is so weird to describe, but you know how like cameras zoom in on stuff? I swear that's like what my eyes did to you. Like, I was right in the middle of writing somebody's mocha or something, and I just could not take my eyes off of you. No, I had to, like, pause, and I think it wasn't until my shift supervisor, like, called my name that I snapped back. And there was, like, 4 people ahead of you, so I had, like, time, you know? I had time to just look at what you were wearing in the coat. Like, this, like, super light blazer that you had on. It wasn't even a blazer. I think it was just kind of, like, one of those... You just kind of throw over your shoulders because it gets chilly here. But there was just something about you. Like, I could have your hair and it being just a little wispy because it gets windy here in the city. And you know what really, really did it for me was your white t-shirt and jeans. Like, yeah. That's what did it for me. So I took order after order trying to be professional, and like I even noticed it that I sort of, you know, started getting extra perky. And finally you came up and placed your order, and it was like I suddenly forgot how to English. I looked at you and in your eyes, pretending like I didn't want to marry you and have your babies right then and there. I could feel my cheeks get red and my face got really hot, which wasn't helping the heat because I was already sweating. But I looked at you and I wish I could just say like, hey, oh my God, you are the most beautiful thing I've ever fucking seen in my life. But I couldn't. I had to be professional, and I tried to be, like, the most professionaliest professional there ever was taking your order. And, I was just racking my brain, thinking of some conversation piece. And all I could say was, I like your shirt. It was so lame. It was so lame. And you just sort of like nervous laughed and nodded and smiled and thanked me graciously and paid the cashier. And watching you walk away after the tiniest little exchange just was so heartbreaking. You have an excellent backside, but you were just so cute. And I saw you kind of looking back at me and then like kind of look away like you were looking. And then you take out your phone and you almost dropped it. It was kind of validating because maybe you felt it too. And then after that, it was like you kept coming back, and it was almost like on purpose when I would be at the register and our talks got a little bit longer and people got a little bit more uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. when you... I wasn't slick. I gave you my number on your sleeve. On the sleeve of your cup. I thought I was so slick. But you called me. You texted me. What? Okay. Okay. You know, I know nobody calls anymore. Whatever. That was probably the most exciting. Like, something is gonna change. Something big. Yeah. And it did. And I get to look at you every night. You're a sight. That rhymed. I was really lame, I'm sorry. But that's it. You had some good jeans. I miss those jeans. They just... they were perfect. They just shaped that ass like... Yeah. You're still you. But I still think back to that, too. I just keep rhyming right now. Huh. Oh. Iowa... course, you tell everybody about that. You were nervous too. That's sweet. I was wrecked. All the races knew, you knew that? Yeah. Oh ho, ho, they all knew about you. That's why they let me on the register so many times. Oh, honey, girls talk. Yeah. They were looking out for me. To be with you. There's nothing wrong in that. No. Okay. I told you a story, so it's time to go bed. Huh? You want me to count to you? I already told you a bedtime story, a brat. You want me to sing you to sleep? You don't want that. I'll sing you the silliness. Yeah, I'll get real Mexican up in this bed. You know what I mean. Como la flor. Okay. Okay, okay. Alright. Enough.